When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Christian Brindle, and welcome to the Everything Medicare Podcast.
We get asked all the time from our clients, what exactly happens if I miss my Medicare window and don't get on at the correct time? My name is Christian Brindle. I'm a licensed insurance agent specializing in Medicare health plans. And in this video, I'm going to tell you exactly what your window is to get on to Medicare and what happens if you happen to miss it. People get on to Medicare or become eligible for Medicare at age 65. Now, if somebody meets certain medical disabilities, sometimes they can qualify for what's known as Medicare disability, to where they can get on Medicare under the age of 65. But outside of that, 65 is the first age that anybody can typically get on to Medicare. Now, if you're working and you have credible coverage through your employer, through an active employer, I'll have you, either you or your spouses, you can postpone Medicare at 65 and not take it with no late enrollment penalties and no punishments. But outside of those scenarios, what is the late enrollment penalty and what is your window to actually get onto Medicare? Well, your Medicare window actually surrounds your birth month. So your birth month of actually turning 65 is where everything is surrounded by. So you actually have a 7-month window to get on to Medicare surrounding your birth month. You have 3 months before your actual birth month itself. So if your birthday is, for example, on July 15th, July is your birth month, and Medicare usually was scheduled to start on the 1st of July for you, but you have 3 months prior to your birth month itself, and then 3 months after. That is your window to get on to Medicare. Now, what happens if you miss this window by chance and you don't have credible coverage through an active employer, through either you or your spouse, which allows you, as I mentioned, to postpone Medicare? What happens? Well, Medicare issues a late enrollment penalty for both Medicare Part B and Medicare Part D. Now, it might not sound like that big of a deal. Oh, it's a penalty. Big deal. I'll just pay the penalty. The thing about Medicare penalties is, unlike other types of penalties that you might have heard of or incurred in some position in your life, Medicare penalties are actually lifetime penalties. They increase your costs for the rest of your life for various different parts of Medicare. So the first example to this is the Medicare Part B as in boy penalty. The Medicare Part B as in boy penalty takes the Medicare Part B premium, which the set standard premium in 2024 at the time of recording this video is $174.70 per month for most people. Now, if you're in a high income bracket, they can charge you more. If you're in a low income bracket, like Medicaid, they can pay for it for you in some cases. But outside of that, most people pay this $174.70 a month set premium for Part B. Well, if you have a late enrollment penalty, you actually pay an additional 10% on top of that for each year that you go without Medicare Part B when you were supposed to sign up. So essentially, take it like this. If your Medicare Part B premium is $175, let's round up, they take 10% of that, and let's say you sign up a year later, it is 10% higher for the rest of your life. This also includes Medicare premium increases going forward, right? So this is a big, big deal. Now, Medicare Part D is very similar. Medicare Part D can best be defined as prescription drug coverage. All that Medicare Part D means is D for drugs. It means that you have prescription drug coverage through an insurance company that pairs with your Medicare, because Medicare does not provide prescription coverage on its own. You can get it through a Medicare Advantage plan. You can get it through a standalone prescription drug plan that goes with a Medicare supplement. But understand that that's what Medicare Part D is. Well, Medicare Part D has a lifetime penalty as well. It actually accumulates and grows for every month that you go without it when you were supposed to enroll. And then if you enroll in it down the line, it's that much more for the rest of your life. They take it and add it on to your monthly premium whatever that plan is, and it's that much more for the rest of your life. And once you incur a late enrollment penalty for Part B or Part D, you are stuck with that for the rest of your life. The only way to get out of it is to just get off of Medicare altogether. Now, what if you miss this 7-month window to get onto Medicare and you don't have credible coverage? Well, the bad news is you can't just sign up. Medicare only allows you to enroll certain times of the year. So there's three different scenarios that you can get onto Medicare. The first one we just talked about is your initial sign-up period. The 7-month window, 3 months before your birth month, and 3 months after. If you miss that and you don't have credible coverage again, you then are eligible during the general enrollment period, but you will have to wait for that if you're not in the time frame of the general enrollment period. And the general enrollment period is January 1st through March 31st. You apply for Medicare Part B, and in most cases, it will start the first of the upcoming month. It's actually better than it used to be, because it used to be you sign up during those 3 months and it wouldn't start till July 1st of that year. So it's improved from where it used to be. But let's say you miss your window and it happens to be May of the certain year. You have to wait till January of the following calendar year to get onto Medicare, and you're incurring these late enrollment penalties the entire time. That's why it's so vital to get onto Medicare at the right time. Now, if you're working again, like I said, and you've postponed Medicare, what's your window from when your work coverage stops to get onto Medicare before you start incurring late enrollment penalties, and for one, but also you fall out of the ability to enroll too? Well, you have 8 months from when you stop working, from when your work and coverage ends, to get onto Medicare Part B. So you actually have a pretty good amount of time here. However, let's say you stop your work coverage and you just sit on it. You know, you don't get onto Medicare Part B for some time and you just kind of lollygag a little bit. Well, after 60 days of not having Medicare coverage when your work coverage ends, you then start to incur a late enrollment penalty. You can enroll for up to 8 months, but you still enroll, you still get a late enrollment penalty if you go more than 60 days without having the proper Medicare coverage. So you have these three different windows. You have the initial period, which is the 7 months surrounding your birth month. You have the general enrollment period, which is January 1st through March 31st if you missed your initial period. And then you have a special enrollment period, which is only granted when you're coming off of employer group health coverage. So if you got all the way to the end of this video and you're asking yourself, what's the moral of this story? I will break it down for you. The moral of this story is make sure that you get on Medicare at the right times. Make sure you know your windows and you don't miss them. It's better to apply earlier than later. It's better to be right on the ball than to wait till the last second. Trust me from experience, I've seen it all when it comes to Medicare enrollment. I hope you found this video educational, helpful. I hope it actually answered your questions. And if you have any additional questions we didn't cover, throw them down in the comments. We'll be happy to answer them for you down the line as you watch this video. If you found this helpful, please do me a favor by smashing the like button for the YouTube algorithm. It helps more people on Medicare or about to get on Medicare find this video who really desperately need to find this information. If you'd like to work with my company is called Christian Brindle Insurance Services. We're licensed in over 45 states where we can essentially help you. We're an independent brokerage. We can sort through your different Medicare options, help you understand what choices you have, and ultimately help you find the best plan based on your needs and preferences. Our office number is 801-255-5340. Again, that's 801-255-5340. All of our contact information can also be found in the description of this video. Thank you much for watching all the way to the end. Hope this video was helpful and educational. And until next time, everybody, happy Medicaring.